Good morning. Is this one on here? Yeah. Does this turn off? Yeah. It is great to be here and to see you this morning. In many ways, I feel like I'm coming back home. 24 years ago, when this church was beginning, I began my journey in Christian ministry here in Michiana.
24年前这个教会刚刚建立的时候，我像这个刚刚开始我的这个事工传福音的事工，在就是在这个地方。
So my first role in full-time ministry was up in St. Joseph, Michigan.
所以我第一个就是全职传道的这个事工，就是在这个密歇根州的。 St. Joseph, County, Chin.
So I was a youth pastor nearby here.
我是一个青少年的这个牧师，在这里附，在这个附近.
So it's great to be back in Michiana.
所以非常高兴再回到这里.
Thank you so much for your warm welcome.
非常谢谢大家的热烈的欢迎.
So this morning, we are going to be looking at Proverbs 2, which we just read together. And a question for you this morning is, can we really know God?
那今天早上我想问大家一个问题就是，我们是否能真的认识神？
Most people sometime in their lives will grapple with this question.
大多数人在我们的一生中常常被这个非常重要的问题所挣扎。
Especially in college, young people are bombarded by different ways to answer this question.
那特别是在大学里面，那年轻人呢常常有各种各样的 这个对这个问题的答案被这些答案所轰炸。
Many professors and fellow students will deny the biblical truth that God can be sought and found.
那许多教授或者同学，他们都否认圣经的真理，认为神是不可能被寻找得到。
Others will acknowledge that there's a creator, but don't imagine that we as humans can know this creator.
那其他人呢，承认有一位创造者，但是呢，他们不能想象，就是我们人类能够真正的去认识这个创造者。
So Proverbs 2, which we just read, contains a father's words of wisdom to his son about this important question.
那我们今天早上读的这个箴言第二章，就是一个父亲用智慧的话语来告诉儿子，来回答这个问题。
The father not only answers the question if we can know God, but he shows us how we can know God, and then he describes both the costs and the benefits of knowing God.
所以这个父亲不仅回答这个问题，说我们是否能认识神，而且呢，他告诉我们怎样能够认识神，并且描述了 这个认识神的这个代价，而且所得到的益处。
So let's turn again to the first few verses of Proverbs 2, where the father says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ears attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding."
好，我们现在来先看一下箴言第二章的前面几节。我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧。 专心求聪明，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻找他，如寻找银子。 收求他，如收求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神，因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明，都由他口而出。
There is no greater treasure than to know God and His ways. And this father gives his son very good news. Seek this treasure and you will find it.
所以没有比认识神更珍贵的财富、财宝。那这位父亲呢，给儿子一个很好的消息，去寻找这个财宝，你就会找得到。
Seek after God, and God will reveal Himself to you.
追寻神，寻求神，神就会向你显现。
We have here an amazing guarantee. The Father guarantees that the Lord gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to those who seek it.
那这位父亲保障说，神赐给我们智慧。知识和聪明给那些寻找他的人。
If we seek insight, then we will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
如果我们寻求明哲，我们就会懂得敬畏神，并且寻找到关于寻找到神。
Fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God. That's both knowing God with our hearts and with our minds.
敬畏神，认识神，那么我们需要用我们的全身心，来去认识他。
This great news that if we seek God, we will find Him is throughout the pages of Scripture.
那我们要全身心的来寻求他，追求他。那这个就在这个圣经中都有很详细的描述。
Here in Jeremiah 29, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
在耶利米书二十九章十三节，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Later in Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17, those who seek me diligently find me.
在箴言第八章十七节，恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
In the words of Jesus, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened.
在路加福音，耶稣说。我又告诉你们，你们寻求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡寻求、凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
When we say yes, God, I want to know you and set my life to following you, He will come to us.
所以，当我们说是的，神。我想认识你，我想一生来追寻你，那神就必定会来到我们这里。
The problem is not that God is hard to find.
问题不是神是很难的寻得见。
The problem is that most people don't really try to find him.
最大的问题就是多数人其实没有真正的努力去寻找神。
This was true at the time that Proverbs was written, long before Jesus came into the world.
那在耶稣来到世界之前，在箴言被写出来的时候，实际上这已经是事实了。
But that father still knew that if his son were to seek after God, he would find him.
那这位父亲就非常的明白，如果他的儿子去寻求神。他一定会找到神。
So it is much more true today because now we have Jesus who clearly reveals the character of God to us.
那今天就更加的真实了，因为今天我们有耶稣基督很明确的来用他的本体来表现我们的天父神。
Jesus is the exact representation of God the Father, as we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
在希伯来书一章三节里面，耶稣他就是完完全全的天父神的本体的表现。
If you want to have the knowledge of God, turn your eyes to Jesus.
那如果我们要认识神，我们要侧耳听智慧。
When I was a freshman at Cornell University in New York, I considered myself a Christian and a good person, but I really had no idea who Jesus was because I had never read the Bible.
那当年在纽约州的康奈尔大学，我还是一个一年级的学生。我当时觉得自己是基督徒，而且是一个好人，但是我其实根本就不知道耶稣是谁，因为我从来没有读过圣经。
I remember once having lunch with some friends and one very loud atheist sharing how he had decisively proven that God did not exist.
那我记得有一次和一些朋友来吃，在吃中饭的时候，那有一个很会表达的这个无神论的一个同学呢，他就跟我们分享他怎么就是说完完全全的能够证明神是不存在的。
I didn't agree with him, but I wasn't any closer to God than he was.
那我完全不能认同他的说法，但是实际上那个时候，我和神的关系跟他和神的关系没有什么两样。
I didn't know God or understand the fear of the Lord.
我当时并不认识神，也不知道敬畏神。
And I wasn't trying to find him.
And 我当时也没有努力的去寻找神。
The only time that I prayed was one night freshman year when I drank too much. I got sick. And so I prayed, God, forgive me and help me not to do this again.
那我在大学一年级的时候，我唯一一次祷告就是有一次我喝醉了，喝的都生病了，那我就呼求神，我说神啊，求你原谅我，我再也不这样做了。
That's the closest I came to a spiritual experience in those first years of college.
那是就是大学一年级我唯一一次有这样一个属灵的经历。
God was nothing more than a pleasant sounding idea to me.
那神就是其实像一个就是很
nice sounding.
就是听起来很好的一个想法。
It wasn't until my junior year in college that someone pointed me to Jesus and showed me that Jesus had taken my sins upon himself and that through Jesus I could know my heavenly Father and be in His family.
那直到我的大学三年级的时候，有人真正向我介绍了耶稣，那耶稣替我们赎罪，那我才那个时候认识到，只有通过耶稣才能真正认识神，真正认识我们的天父。
From that day on, I began to seek God and know God.
那从那一天开始，我才开始真正的来寻求神，来认识神。
In reality, he had never been far from me.
在现实中，实际上他根本离我不远。
I had just not looked for him.
只是我没有去寻找他，去仰望他。
Many people live far from God today simply because they don't look. They don't put any effort into looking for him.
那现在很多人远离神，唯一的就是因为他们没有尽他们的最大的力量去寻求神。
But here in Proverbs 2, the Father tells the Son what he should do to find God.
所以在这个箴言第二章中，对父亲告诉儿子怎么样去寻找神。
First, we are to seek him with our whole being.
我们应该全身心的去寻求他。
And in these verses, there's a beautiful picture of all of the body's senses directed towards God and seeking His wisdom.
那在这些经文中，这个父亲描述了一个非常美丽的一个画面，用我们全身心的各种器官来去归向神，来去寻求神。
He speaks about our ears listening to wisdom.
那谈到了我们的耳朵，要去侧耳去听智慧。
Our heart looking for understanding.
我们的心要专心去求聪明。
Calling out for insight with our voices.
用我们的声音去呼求明哲。
Seeking, which involves our eyes.
那用我们的眼睛去寻求。
Ear, eyes, voice, heart. The Father is showing that we are to focus all of our senses, all of our being, towards seeking after God.
耳朵、眼睛、声音，我们的心。啊，这位父亲提醒我们要用我们所有的器官，我们的全身心的一个人去寻求神。
Not just our mind, not just our heart, all of us, we're all in it.
不仅是我们的思想。 我们的心,
Do you want to find God? Seek Him with your whole being.
你希望寻找用你的全人全身心去寻求什么?
Second, seek Him with determination.
那第二点我要谈到的就是，要我们要下定决心来寻求他。
Look at verse 4.
我们看看第四节。
We should seek God with as much energy and devotion as we would seek for hidden silver or hidden treasure.
哇，我们要用我们的所有的力量，啊，所有的意志，专心的去寻求它，就像寻求这个银子，寻求隐藏的珍宝。Wouldn't
we all run outside right now if I told you there's a buried chest of silver in the parking lot?
那如果我现在告诉你，在停车场，有很多的银子在埋在停车场，我们现在是不是都会冲出去去找那个银子呢？
Quicker than trying to find a Pokemon creature, right?
现在大家可能都去找这个Pokemon 的什么怪兽还是什么精灵。
Wouldn't we travel far and endure great trials if we found a clear map to hidden treasure?
那我们现在如果手上有一个图，是显示这个隐藏的珍宝，那我们现在会不会一定会去远行，去忍受各种各样的这个困难，去寻找它？
Well, finding a Pokemon character or finding a treasure, all that pales in comparison to knowing God and His ways.
那我们去寻找 Pokemon 的这个精灵，或者寻找隐藏的珍宝，如果把这个和去寻求神的智慧来相比，这一切显得苍白无力。Do
you want to know God?
你是不是想要寻求认识神？
Then don't just go through the motions of religion.
那就不要仅仅的只是 好像去这个宗教仪式，对，就好像经历一个宗教仪式的表面的。
Seek Him like you would seek treasure.
去寻找他，就像你要寻找这个珍宝一样。
Seek Him with your whole heart.
用我们的全身心去寻求他。May
God your greatest desire.
让神成为我们的最大的渴望。Make
knowing God the pulse of your life.
让认识神成为我们生命的脉搏。If
you seek for God as you would seek for silver, God will meet you.
如果我们去寻求神，就像我们去寻求银子一样的，神一定会与你相遇。
Does this describe you today?
那这个是不是 你今天这样的一个状况呢?
Is knowing God the pulse of your life?
认识神是你现在人生生命的脉搏吗?
Or are you just going through the motions of religion?
还是只是好像这个经历这个宗教表面的仪式?
Do you long for success or status or security with all your heart? Or do you long for God with all your heart?
你现在渴求成功、渴求地位、渴求安全感, 还是你现在全身心的渴求神呢?
Take this moment to turn to God, the greatest treasure and the only one who can satisfy your heart.
那我们现在这一刻，让我们转向神，他是我们 最珍贵的财宝，它是唯一的能够使我们的心得到完全的满足。This
is a shocking fact. Most people spend an inordinate amount of time and effort to achieve what will never satisfy, but put only a little time and effort seeking what will truly satisfy.
这是一个令人震惊的一个现状。那大多数的人花大量的时间和精力去为了获得不能让他们永久得到满足的东西，而反而呢用很少量的时间和努力去寻求那能够给他们带来永久这个完全的满足的东西。
Don't be like that, but take the effort to know God better.
所以我们不能再这样下去了。我们需要花更多的时间来更好地认识神。There
are so many opportunities.
有这么多各种各样的机会在等着我们。Take
advantage of the Bible studies and small groups here to learn more of God and how to apply His Word to your life.
所以我们可以参加这个查经小组，来更多的来学习认识神，而且把他的智慧应用到我们的日常生活中。Many
of you are going to college or maybe already in college. It can be a great place to grow in your faith if you make that your priority.
所以你们中间有很多的年轻人，可能即将要去上大学。 或者已经在大学里面学习，那大学也是一个非常好的地方，能够让你们的信仰，更加的坚实，使信仰成为你们这个生命中最重要的事情。So
get involved in a college ministry like InterVarsity or Crew.
那你们可以参与校园事工，比如说这个 InterVarsity 就是校园基督徒团契，或者 Crew。
There's lots of great ones out there.
那还有一些其他的。If
you yearn to grow, join up with others who are also desiring to grow.
所以你们渴望向往你们灵命的增长，那么就跟其他也很渴望与神的关系更近的一些同学、一些人在一起。Get
involved in an accountability group.
那你们可以加入一个有负有责任感的这样的一群人。Men,
this is especially important as there are so many temptations today.
那我想提醒大家，这个真的是非常的重要，因为现今世界有太多的试探。Find
a group of men or another man who you can share with.
所以你们可以 找到一些其他的同伴，你们可以和他们一起自由的分享。Who
you can confess sins to and hold each other accountable.
而且可以在神面前认罪，而且大家一起来共同承担责任。Also
commit yourself to reading and praying.
而且我们应该这个要下决心来花时间来读神的话语。
Make knowing God your number one priority.
让 认识神成为我们一生中的首要的价值观。
Here in your notes, I want everyone, if you have it, to take out a pen or a pencil.
可以在你们手上拿的这个简报，大家可以拿出一个笔来。
I would like everyone to write down one thing that you plan to do to grow in your knowledge of God.
那我希望大家现在就写下一件事情，你们怎么样希望来计划来更好的认识神。
If you don't have a pencil, you can text yourself. Send yourself a text.
如果你现在没有笔，你可以用手机或者 iPad 给自己发一个短信。
You have permission to take out your cell phone.
所以我现在允许大家拿出你们的手机，如果没有笔的话。
What are you going to do? One thing you can do to grow in knowing God better.
你们就一件事情，你们怎么样计划来做，希望能更好的来认识神。
Some of you have known God for years, and this is just a recommitment of something you want to do to grow.
那可能你们中间也有很多人已经是基督徒，已经很多年了，认识神很多年了。那今天我们再一次的在神面前承诺。
For others, what I'm saying is very new.
那对一些其他还不认识神的朋友们，可能这也是一件很新的事情。
And so maybe what you want to do is just talk to one of the church members or myself later today.
那也欢迎你们可以和教会的成员来这个做一些讨论，或者来找我来谈。
Whatever it is, make it your commitment before God to know Him better.
那不管你写的做的什么计划，那今天我们在神面前做一个承诺，我们定义要更好的认识神。
God is the greatest treasure we could ever seek.
神是我们所寻求的最珍贵的财宝。
But there is a cost to following God.
当然，跟随神是要付出代价的。
There is a cost to being a disciple of Jesus.
要做耶稣的门徒是要付出代价的。
Seeking any treasure involves a cost.
寻找任何的财宝也是要付出代价的。
If you want to have what truly satisfies, then you have to give up some of the things that don't really satisfy.
如果你想要寻找到能够让你一生得到最大的满足的东西的话，那你必须要放弃一些让你觉得得不到满足的东西。
And the rest of Proverbs 2 illustrates this principle.
那我们再继续读这个箴言的第二章，那这下面的经节就告诉了我们这个原则。
If you're to know God, you redirect your life to walk in His ways.
如果我们要认识神，追寻神，我们必须要改变我们的人生方向，去按照神的方式去生活。
God's ways are ways of integrity and justice and purity, and pursuing such things involves a cost to ourselves.
那神的道是公平的，是正直的，是善道的。那我们要在神的道上面行走，去追寻他，这要付出代价的。
There is a cost to integrity.
那要正直是要付出代价的。
To walk with God means that we choose His ways in our life.
与神同行的意思就是我们要选择在我们的生命中，我们要选择他的道路。
We choose integrity over dishonest gain or cutting corners.
我们 去选择正直，而不是选择欺诈。
We fight for justice and goodness around us.
我们要为正义和良善而战。
This can be costly.
这个我们要付出代价。
The world does not usually reward integrity or justice.
这个世界常常并不是来给正直或者正义的事情或者人给予奖赏。
Our culture in America rewards indiscretion. It calls good things evil and evil things good.
我们现今的美国文化实际上很奖励一种轻率的做法，常常把好的事情称为邪恶的，把邪恶的事情称为好的。
For those of you in college or about to go to college, it can be very difficult to know the way to go.
所以对于那些已经在上大学的或者即将要上大学的青少年，那么后面哪条路选择哪条路来走，这是一件很困难的事情。
Most voices there will call you to abandon the good path. You can expect scorn and ridicule when you follow God's ways.
所以大多数的声音就叫你要离弃真道，离弃神的道。那你如果去追寻神的话，你可能会遇到蔑视或者嘲讽。
And it doesn't get any easier in the workplace.Where desire for advancement or to pad the bottom line can cause pressure to cheat. In the workplace, there's pressure.
在我们的工作中会有这样的压力。
It is costly to fight for justice in our society.
那在我们的社会中，我们要为正义而战，我们要付出代价。
It's easy to say that's not my problem.
那我们可能很简单的说，这个不是我的问题。
These are some of the costs of integrity and righteousness.
那这是为正义和公义，所一些付出的代价。
But the benefit of walking in God's ways outweighs the costs.
但是我们如果跟随神，走在神的道上，我们所得到的益处远远大于我们所付出的代价。
Again, in Proverbs 2, verse 7, it says, He stores up, God stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints.
那在这个箴言第二章第七到八节，他给正直人存留真智慧，给行为纯正的人做盾牌，为要保守公平人的路。护庇前进人的道。
While doing the right thing is not easy, He will be our guard and shield.
那做这样的正确的事情是不容易的，但是神会做我们的盾牌。
What better protection can we have?
我们还能有比这更好的保护吗？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神是站在我们这一边，谁能够抵挡住我们呢？
So do not be afraid to choose the paths of righteousness and justice, equity and integrity, because God is on your side.
所以不要害怕选择公义、正直、公平的道路，因为神是站在我们这一边。
Proverbs 2 continues in verse 9, then,You will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path, for wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you.
在箴言第二章继续说，你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道，智慧必入你心，你的灵要以知识为美。谋略必护卫你，聪明必保守你。
I love these words.
我非常喜爱这里神的话语。
They promise true joy and pleasure through doing God's work, God's way.
他承诺了，如果我们 走在神的道上，我们才能够得到真正的欢喜和愉快娱乐。
Knowing and doing what is right and just becomes pleasant and joyful to our soul, and that joy is the reward that comes through following God.
所以真正的人，认识到什么是正确的，或者做正确的事情，才能真正给我们的灵，给我们的生命带来这个喜乐。
This joy far outweighs the cost.
那这样的喜乐，远远超过了这个的代价，是吧？对。
So there's a cost of integrity. There's also a cost socially to us.
所以这个做正直的事情有要付出代价。那么另外呢，在有社交上也要有付出代价。
As we see in the book of Proverbs, one of the greatest dangers we face is from friends who exert social pressure on us.
那么更大的还有一个问题呢，就是在我们的同学中间，我们的这个朋友中间可能会有一些社交的压力。
Verses 12 through 15 talk about the dangers of men of perverted speech who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways.
在第十二节，要救你脱离恶道，脱离说乖谬话的人，那的人舍弃正直的路，行走黑暗的道，欢喜作恶，喜爱恶人的乖僻，在他们的道中弯曲，在他们的路上偏僻。
These are people who call evil good and enjoy seeing others do wrong.
那这些人把邪恶的称作好的，他们很喜欢看到别人做坏的事情。
To resist their pressure requires great boldness.
所以来个抵制他们的这种带来的压力，需要我们要有勇气。
Sometimes we need to cut off relationships.
那有的时候我们就需要断绝这样的关系。
And that can be costly to us socially.
那在社交上，我们这个会要付出代价。
But it really is a small cost compared to the benefits.
那和我们所获得的益处来讲，这个代价实在是非常的小。
Deliverance from such people ultimately benefits you.
远离这样的人，实际上最终是能够保护你。
As we read here in Proverbs 18, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
在后面这个箴言第十八章二十四节这样说，滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。
That's the social cost, but there is also the cost of chastity.
那么刚才这些谈到的是关于社交方面我们要付出的一些代价。那下面一点呢，我们要讲到贞洁的代价。
Our culture glorifies illicit sex.
我们的文化非常宣扬这样违法的性关系。
Our culture shows it as harmless and liberating.
那我们在媒体中常常体现这样的婚外的这种性关系是一种无害的一种自由解放的一种经历。
But the truth is that illicit sex and the use of pornography cause great pain and emotional damage.
那实际上，事实上，这样的不合法的性关系或者是这个一些色情，会带来很多的痛苦和感情上的伤害。
Don't trade momentary pleasure for the great joy that comes in a committed marriage relationship.
所以不要用一时的快乐来取代这样承诺的这个婚姻的关系。
Here again, the cost of wisdom is small compared to the benefits of following God's ways.
那么这样，这里这个智慧的代价跟其实比那个 寻求神的所获得的益处来比是要小得多。
So the next verses of Proverbs show the father telling his son how to avoid the one who will tempt him.
那下面的经文在箴言第二章，这个父亲告诉这个儿子怎么样来抵制住这样的诱惑。
Here again, Jesus is our deliverer.
那么这里耶稣，是这样来告诉我们。
And he will give us the strength to say no to what will destroy us.
那他会赐给我们力量，对那些能够让我们偏离正道的说不。
His ways lead to eternal happiness.
那他的道路带领我们到永生之路。
And so Proverbs 2 concludes with an assurance that the person who fully seeks God and His ways with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will inhabit the land and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. The final verses give us that assurance.
So, 箴言第二章最后以这样的话语来结束，啊，给我们了一个非常美好的一个图画，是对于追求神、走在神的道上的人的一个承诺。智慧必使你行善人的道，守义人的路。正直人必在世上居住，完全人必在地上存留。唯有恶人必然剪除，奸诈的必然拔出。
Seek God, know His ways, and you will have blessing.
寻求神，认识神，你们就会得到祝福。
For us, as Christians, the land we inhabit is not a physical country like Israel, but is the kingdom of God.
对我们基督徒来说，我们现在所居住的地并不是一个这个物质上的地，不是这个以色列，而是一个神国。
Knowing God means living under the rule of Jesus.
我们需要在耶稣的他的这个管制之下。
This is the greatest treasure imaginable.
这是我们所能想象的最珍贵的财宝。
Life in God's Spirit now and with Him in heaven forever.
那么我们要与神同在，直到永远。
God gives us an important choice this day.
那今天神给了我们这样一个重要的选择。
Seek Him with your whole.Being today,
今天我们要用全身心的去寻求神。
And now, be with Him, and after death, be with Him forever.
现在就与神同在，当我们离开这个世界，我们永远与神同在。
For, use that phrase again. Just go through the motions.Of being a good person.
或者我们只是这个做一些宗教表面的事情，成为一个好人。
Chase the things of this world, but lose the greatest treasure.
追世俗的东西，而失去了这个最宝贵的财宝。
That's the choice. This Proverbs 2 gives us.
这就是。这个箴言第二章给我们的选择。
With a great assurance, if you seek him, you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart.
他给了我们承诺，如果我们寻求他，全身心的来寻求他，我们就会找到神。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father God, we adore you.
亲爱的父，
With our whole hearts, we seek you. We confess that we have not always put you first in our lives. Lord Jesus, help us.
主啊, 求你帮助我们, 求你帮助我们, 把你放在我们的生命中的第一位。
Holy Spirit, come and work in our hearts.
圣灵, 快进入我们的心。
Give us this undivided devotion to you.
让我们能够全身心的来跟随你。
I pray especially for the young people who are getting ready to go to college.
我特别要为即将进入大学的这些年轻人来祷告。
Lord Jesus, be their shield.
主啊, 求你成为他们的盾牌。
Protect them.
保护他们。
Protect their minds.
保护他们的思想。
Protect their hearts.
保护他们的心。
Help them to serve you wholeheartedly.
啊, 帮助他们来全身心的来侍奉你。
And I pray for all of us that we would do what we've committed to.
我也为我们大家来祷告。
Lead us, Lord Jesus, and help us each to grow closer to you each and every day.
来遇见我们,
we pray this in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.